Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Times of the Gentiles. A, background. The phrase, the times of the Gentiles, is found only in Luke 21:24. It ties back to the Babylonian captivity under Nebuchadnezzar, which marks the start of the times of the Gentiles, and continues until the second coming of Christ, which brings it to conclusion. Genesis 49:10 promised, quote, the scepter, that is the right to rule, belongs to the tribe of Judah. This would remain in place, quote, until Shiloh comes. Shiloh means to whom it belongs. The right to rule belongs to Judah, and it will remain so until fulfilled in the Messiah, to whom it ultimately belongs. However, the crown was removed from the Davidic line at the time of the Babylonian captivity, and it will remain removed until he comes whose right it is, quote unquote, until he comes whose right it is, referring to the Messiah at his second coming. B, what defines the times of the Gentiles? 1, David's throne is unoccupied. Number 2, Jerusalem, Israel, is under Gentile domination. Number 3, God's glory is absent from his people. C, two major passages that present an overview of the times of the Gentiles. Number 1, Daniel 2. Daniel 2:4b through Daniel 7 were written in the Gentile language of Aramaic. The message concerns the Gentiles, given to a Gentile king. The content involves an overview of the times of the Gentiles. Note the fullness of the Gentiles in Romans 11:25 has reference to the completion of the church, which is largely Gentile in makeup, and is to be distinguished from the times of the Gentiles, which refers to a period of political domination by the Gentiles over Israel. Daniel 2 presents an overview of the times of the Gentiles from the standpoint of man. It presents a very impressive multi-metallic structure in man's image. But in the end, it is destroyed by the stone, quote, cut without hands, Daniel 2:34 through 35. Number 2, Daniel 7. Daniel 7 presents the same four world empires as did Daniel 2, only in the imagery of beasts, showing their true predatory character from God's perspective. The empires are vicious towards God's people in their persecution and treatment of Israel, which is reflective of their attitude towards God. We have a comparison of Daniel 2 and 7, where we have the same truth but different imagery. Daniel 2, metals. Babylon, shown as gold. Babylon, about 605 to 539 BC, is presented as the head of gold. Medo-Persian, 539 through 331 BC, silver. Greece, 331 to 663 BC, bronze. And then Rome, 63 BC, and iron. The last phase is iron and clay, as seen in the feet. And then, as we see in the extended study of the text there, Daniel 7, animals, Babylon, winged lion, Medo-Persian, bear, Greece, winged leopard, Rome, beast, undescriptive beast. Luke 21:24, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. In Luke 21:24, we have a key phrase in biblical prophecy which Jesus called the times of the Gentiles. These are the times in which the Gentiles are allowed to oppress Jerusalem and the Jews. God promised the land of Israel to the Jews, and he himself made Jerusalem the place where his name was to be forever, 1 Kings 9:3. For the Gentiles to run roughshod over Jerusalem signifies the judgment of God against the Jews. This has been the case since the fall of Jerusalem to the Gentiles in 586 BC when the Babylonians destroyed the temple. Since that time, there has never been a king sitting on David's throne in Jerusalem. Ever since that time, Jerusalem has known the scourge of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles will be completely fulfilled at the second coming. Until that time, Jerusalem is always going to have a rough time with the Gentiles, as they do to this very day. Daniel 2 and Daniel 7 gives an overview of the times of the Gentiles. In both these chapters, God gave an overview of world history from the time of the time of Babylon to the second coming. In these prophetic chapters, he showed that there would be four Gentile world powers that would oppress and dominate his people Israel. This has proven totally true. It is historically true. Even though Israel is back in the land, they still have a Gentile problem. One need look no further than the Temple Mount to see this reality. There stands the tallest structure in the whole of Jerusalem, namely the Gentile Dome of the Rock. Yes, the Jews are back in the land, but even now, their most holy site, the Temple Mount, is still under Gentile domination. Thus, the times of the Gentiles will continue as we await the coming of the Lord. Only the Lord will be able to rectify this situation, and he will. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.